Hey everyone, the Bigby Walks cast is back for a mini-sode. I haven't updated this in a while, and so I just figured I would. I'm actually not walking the dog. I'm ostensibly working at the moment, but obviously procrastinating. Because you can hear me doing a mini-sode. How's everything going? I guess pretty good. I just had a weird thought that it's very possible, probable, I don't know. Just very weird that someday my daughter might listen to this podcast, which, that's interesting. I think we've done, 8 episodes? This is the 9th. I wonder if I've said anything incriminating, not incriminating, but embarrassing, or, that's an interesting thought. But no, it's so, what I say, I think that's this whole show is me just losing my train of thought. Usually I have the excuse of walking the dog. This time I don't. You know, it's almost like a verbal blog. You know, I hope the sound quality is good on this too. It's been a while. I probably should stop doing the mouth smacking. I bet that reads horribly. It's been a while. I think I mentioned, I'm sure this show is ridiculous because I'm sure every episode is literally me saying the exact same 5 things. For a while, I think I said in a recent episode, maybe the last one, they're also very sporadic, but I stopped walking Bigby alone. We started going as a family on walks, so obviously I can't really record a podcast then. But then actually, kids change, and for a time, the child did not like going on walks. So again, I was back to walking Bigby. But I actually, at one point I was walking him. It was kind of late at night. And I just fell directly for it. I think I was wearing some old tennis shoes. I guess as the youths would probably call them dad shoes, beat up freaking old tennis shoes that you would use to mow the lawn and stuff, or do yard work and, shoes that suck, that you don't mind, that get dirty. I was wearing a pair of those to walk Bigby in the bottom. Had absolutely no traction, seriously smooth as a baby's bottom, and I think I stepped on a leaf or something, but I literally fell directly forward, right on my face, right on my nose, and my phone went flying. It really hurt, and ever since then I've been trying to be a lot more aware as I'm walking him. And so, I think I realized that doing a podcast while walking the dog is probably not the best idea, especially the sidewalks where I live. I live in a very old neighborhood, really old, and the sidewalks are absolute shit, janky, jaggedy. I've probably ate it 5-6 times in the 5 years I've lived where I live. Multiple times the sidewalk, I've just tripped on something. I've had lots of spills and crashes, and that one particularly hurt. And with the pandemic and stuff, and realizing how quickly hospitals fill up, I think I've just been trying to be a little more careful. There's definitely options I could do. I'm sure I could bring a wireless headset, you know, maybe some earbuds or something. I probably could record in a more safe, responsible manner. But I just haven't, you know, I've also been trying to do shorter walks with him. We used to do long walks, you know, sometimes over an hour, and just with the kid and everything, you know, time after work is so sparse. I really cherish that time, and so I try not to spend, you know, the entirety of my evening sweating my butt off walking the dog. Yeah. But I guess, you know, it's just kind of a check-in. I guess I saw the app on my phone and just wanted to do a little ping. Hope all is well. Not even sure. I think some of my friends still have this in their feed. It's my goal someday to really grow this thing and make it a pretty legit podcast. And monetize it and retire and live my Joe Rogan fantasies of just, you know, philosophizing, slapping it with the Jordan Petersons of the world. And, you know, the way to that is I gotta keep creating content, a bite-sized content at a time. You know, I've always thought the strength of this podcast is that it's so damn short. It's made by someone with ADHD for people with ADHD, really for everyone. You know, it's one of those things I think where accessibility, rising tide, raises all ships. Things that are, accessibility features are good for everyone and even have unintended benefits like, accessibility ramps are good for people who are in wheel-based mobility, but, you know, also good for parents. Many, many times I've had a stroller and thought, oh, thank God, a ramp. You know, people moving heavy, you know, stairs suck. Stairs are evil. Stairs are the devil. Whoever invented them, fuck off. That's the shittiest way to get elevation. You know, only thing worse is the ladder. Fuck the ladder. The ladder, you know, if you think about gaining elevation, the ladder is the most boomer bullshit. Just being like, just climb the fuck up, direct path to the sky. And yeah, ladders suck. Obviously the most dangerous. And then stairs are really just a slightly more manageable ladder. Fuck that. And then ramps. I mean, ramps rule. You know, in nature, we don't have stairs. We have hills. We don't have ladders. I guess there's like craggy rock walls, but God did not intend us to escalate using those. Escalators, I don't know, they're fine. The escalators that are like ramps may be better. Does that exist, or am I crazy? I feel like I have some memory of being in like a New York subway station and taking kind of like the thing at the airport that helps you walk faster, that going down, is that real? I don't know. Maybe it was just a bog standard escalator. Okay, yeah, we're getting to the 10-minute mark. Thank you for listening. I saw the last episode got 3 listens. New world record. So thank you guys. I'll update next year for 10 more minutes of this podcast. Bye.